Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection program right here on K1, the one you trust. And from Bartlesville Public Schools, we have our Superintendent Chuck McCauley in. Hi, how you doing, young man?
Morning, Tom. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
That was a very short meeting, and I thank you. On meeting with the Board of Education. Mm-hmm. Got a lot done in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, we did. It was we were back over at the Education Service Center instead of being in the Fine Arts Center, which is nice, kind of a lot more efficient that way. But
don't need binoculars to see who's there.
That's exactly right. And just real quick, before we get to the board meeting, I just want to start off by saying, you know, it's Thanksgiving. We were just discussing Thanksgiving plans for next week. And I just wanted to share with everybody, if they for all those out there, first of all, just to thank our community for their strong support of our schools, and also to encourage folks, you know, if you have family or friends that work for the school, you know, in any capacity, you know, it takes a lot to have school. And I think that many people have recognized that. You know, over the last few weeks, you've seen several school districts have had to go to virtual learning because they didn't have enough bus drivers or substitutes or whatever. But just if they would just take a minute, take a second, just thank those folks that work at the schools that choose to do that. You know, whether they're a teacher or a teacher assistant or, you know, cooks or bus drivers or custodians, secretaries, administrators, all those folks, it takes everybody to pull it off. And so I'm thankful to have such a great staff to work with and to serve, and thankful to be here in Bartlesville. And I would encourage everybody to take a moment and thank them as we're in that Thanksgiving season.
All right. Very well said.
You bet. Well, thank you. So back to the board meeting, if I could.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. So we started on our spotlight. We were able to highlight our ag communications team. You know, Marty Jones brought in our four kiddos that were state champions, and they went to Indianapolis a few weeks ago, and they finished fifth in the country in ag communications. And those are Mia Mercy's, Matt Fries, Addison Grindle, and Haley King, that foursome. And so we're able to spotlight them and brag on them a little bit too, which is always a great way to start our board meeting. And I'll also mention about the development of our ag program, which is eighth grade and up. You know, I was over at Madison Middle School yesterday talking to Principal Edson before school. He's always out greeting kids as they come in, and we talked about ag just briefly, and he mentioned how you know, he has kids there that now kind of have a place. You know, they have a group, something to belong to as part of the school. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always had kids, I feel like, in Bartlesville that have an interest in ag, but now they really have something where they can be a part of it at school. And so it's really, really proud of that program and thankful that our community has allowed us to have that. And then we in terms of other highlights really from the board meetings, probably the few things just to talk about on the pandemic side, you know, Granger, we gave our monthly update from there, and things are looking good. You know, we continue to update. We get updated numbers every Wednesday. You know, last Wednesday was the first time we no longer get city data. We just get county data, Washington County, which, of course, in our county, Bartlesville is the biggest part of Washington County. But those numbers come out every Wednesday, and then that determines our alert levels. And so we'll get those numbers today, and that'll be what we'll use for actually the week after Thanksgiving. But here in the schools, I think this morning when I checked, I think we have a total of three student cases and one staff. So those are good really positive.
Yeah, not good for them, but it's good overall.
Well, when you think about, you know, 6,100 kids, another 400, well, actually more like 700 staff members altogether.
Sure, that's a lot of people.
Those are good numbers. And then we also talked about, Granger also shared, and this information is on our website, we're going to simplify and relax our protocol some after Christmas break when we get back in January. And really what we're talking about there is, you know, making sure we can get our visitors and volunteers in the buildings to simplify things. We did have two different levels of orange, and we're trying to make it easier to navigate that so people know what's going on. And so, but we're going to relax some things where basically we'll be getting folks in our buildings, really, unless we're in red, we'll have that option to do that. And hopefully we won't get back there, but, you know, there's always a possibility. You know, you hear about a winter surge and possibilities that could happen that we may need to do that for a week or two. But working on simplifying that, which is a great thing. You know, we're in a lot different place than we were a year ago, which is great. And then on the personnel side, you know, we're able to, you know, we announced last Friday that high school principal LaDonna Chancellor, she's going to become the executive director of teaching and learning, working with curriculum and professional development with all nine schools, all different levels. She's done a great job for us. She's been our high school principal for 9 years. Previously, she had been the principal at Central Middle School, so she has a really good handle what's going on at the school level. And that position will start for her next summer after the school year's over. And so we're starting the process to hire a new high school principal. And we plan probably in January, Tom, I'll be able to talk to you about that, who's that new person is going to be. And on just also on the personnel side, we didn't really talk about it in the board meeting, but just to share, you know, I've shared before, we always can use, substitutes, bus drivers. We always have a need for those positions. But, you know, we're seeing that labor shortage just like every other place in the country is. But we have positions available for, like, teacher assistants, folks that at different levels that we've added some positions. Mm-hmm. And so we have some vacancies that we have. If folks are interested in working for us, we'd love to have them join our family. We have a great culture to place to work. It's a great place to be. And so encourage people to. We have information on our website about those openings. Encourage them to come. To come join our team. But then on the in terms of action items, things that were approved, probably the two highlights were, one, we just did our annual to call the school board election. Those are done annually in terms of declaring which seats those are. And so those are the three seats that currently Scott Bilger, Kevin Sitton, and Kinder Shamhart, those three board seats will be up this year. Filing for that is December 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then Mr. Bilger announced at the meeting, too, all three of our current folks in those seats all plan to run again. But that was approved in terms of the annual item. And then Blair Ellis from the Public School Foundation had something new that she approved, and so that we had our school board approve. And this is related to Senate Bill 1080, which is the Oklahoma Opportunity Education Scholarship Act, and it expanded legislation that previously allowed for tax credits to be given to taxpayers making donations to private schools. So private schools have had this opportunity for several years where taxpayers could take advantage to get a tax credit if they make a donation to private schools. Well, there's been some legislation to expand that to where public schools and public school foundations also have that ability. And so our public school foundation is a fundraising arm for the district. And so what happened, our board took the first step to approve where they could accept donations, where folks could get this tax credit. That starts in January of 2022 is when that becomes possible. But this was kind of the first step in that process. And it's really a pretty great opportunity, I think, for folks that they do have an interest. And the benefit to us is from the school and the Public School Foundation doing this is because there is going to be lots of work on communicating what it's about. Matter of fact, I'll probably have Blair come back next month to share with the listeners about that. If anybody has any questions in the interim, they can contact her. But to communicate this new opportunity for folks, and then also on the accounting side, because they'll be tracking in terms of when donations come in, they have to be used for innovative programs, which that's what our Public School Foundation does. They approve teacher grants, and so those types of things all will qualify. It's not just a matter of making a donation for a popcorn sale for a PTO at an elementary school. So we're pleased with that opportunity. We think it's a good thing for folks that want to donate. They can get a tax credit for that. And it's interesting, couples filing jointly are eligible to receive a tax credit up to $2,000. An individual can receive up to $1,000 in tax credits. One-time gifts are eligible for a 50% tax credit. If you commit to 2 years in a row, your gifts are eligible for a 75% tax credit. So anyway, that's a new thing for public schools. We're pleased to have that opportunity and thankful to have such an excellent public school foundation to work with us on that. So. Yeah, those were the highlights from our from our board meeting on Monday. It was nice to have a brief meeting, and it was good to be back at the Education Service Center. We also talked about our meeting dates, which are the same. We meet the third, for 2022. We have to file those annually, and we'll continue to meet on the third Monday of the month at 5:30. The only time that's different is if it conflicts with the holiday schedule. For example, in December, I think we meet on the second, on that second Monday. And hopefully those meetings will be able to be at the Education Service Center. But like we've had previously, sometimes we need to get into a bigger venue in case we're going to have a bigger crowd or we need more room just to space out. And if we do that, we typically go over to the High School Fine Arts Center auditorium.
One thing that was nice, we got to see those new room purifiers up close and in person. I couldn't hear them. I was expecting to hear in the background. Those things were running very, very quietly, unobtrusive.
Thanks for reminding me of that, Tom. So I know Dr. Curtis talked about our stimulus funds and what our plan is for using those, and that is one of the things that we've used that for. We've spent, we have air purifiers that have been in, actually, by this week, they'll be in every classroom space in the district. We're working on getting them in all the rooms in the high school. It's our biggest building. But every classroom, every meeting room, gym, auditorium, those type of spaces too, they have them as well, those air purifiers. And that's something that obviously can help with COVID, but during any time, it's a good thing to have that air refresh. And so we felt like that was a good investment. That's something that we, you know, I think the total on that ended up being about $600,000 for the district by the time you hit all those different spaces. That's something that we wouldn't have done. We felt like that was a good investment for those one-time, you know, those one-time monies to have those air purifiers and also the filters that need to be replaced about every 6 months. And so, yeah, you're right. They were in that boardroom, and true, they didn't. That was one issue that came up, a concern about in a classroom space, if they're going to be too loud to talk over and making sure that wasn't going to be a disruption. So we're glad to have those in place.
You know, I had it in my mind that this thing is going to be noisy and just, you know, cantankerous, like the old humidifiers that you had back in the 70s and 80s.
Sure.
Crunkle, 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 noise. And just, you know, if you hadn't pointed it out,
right,
no one would have known what the sound was because it's barely audible.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so we think that's a good investment in funds and helping keep our folks safe moving forward. Because even when we're out of, whether we're out of the pandemic or the endemic, you know, we always have the cold and flu season and different allergy, different things. This is something that can help us in the future. And, you know, now we're in the middle of fall. We're obviously transitioning into winter, you know, winter activities. We finished up all of our fall activities. And so, and they're often running. In terms of winter sports, you know, our wrestling and swim teams are already competing. You know, I feel like it looks as if our girls swim team in particular are going to have a good chance to win our 41st state championship. Which is quite a number. Which is pretty impressive. Such a strong swim program. Our basketball teams are scrimmaging. You know, we have our drama department's putting on. They have a play this weekend. They're doing an Agatha Christie play there at the high school. And so we're just kind of moving right on into the winter season. And it's hard to believe that, you know, Thanksgiving is next week. You know, we're out all next week, week. And then we'll come back and just 3 weeks before Christmas break. And, you know, school's half over for the year. So once again, just want to thank our community for their strong support. I thank all of our staff for, you know, I think we've all learned over the last 2 years how important it is for our kids and for everybody to have that normal, you know, have that normal feeling. And I'm so thankful for our staff on working with our kids because they're come back. Some of them have been home maybe for a long time and getting them where they need to be to get them ready for the next step in their lives.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for being with us today.
You bet.
All right. That's it.